Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.
In the shadowy aftermath of an unsolved crime, suspicion creeps into every corner. Once innocuous details morph into potential clues, people who seemed beyond reproach suddenly fall upon suspicion. In this environment, no one is immune to the piercing gaze of doubt, and neither should they be. The search of justice can transform into a labyrinth where everyone and everything can become a suspect. Long-standing bonds of trust and friendship can strain under the weight of unspoken questions and unvoiced doubts. To find the truth, every stone must be turned and every avenue explored, no matter how difficult they may be. The truth must prevail in the end. The counties of San Mateo and the much larger Santa Clara sit next to each other within Northern California. Together, they cover just over 1,700 square miles of land and are home to over 2.5 million people. On April 24, 1978, a small handwritten white envelope entered the U.S. postal system from somewhere within these counties. The following day, as mailroom staff at the San Francisco Chronicle began sorting through the day's incoming mail, that envelope caught their eye. It was handwriting they thought they had seen before. As the realization of what they were looking at dawned on them, a sense of dread began to rise. They immediately contacted Duffy Jennings, a reporter who worked on the paper. Jennings had stepped into the role previously held by veteran Chronicle reporter Paul Avery, who had transitioned to a new position at the San Francisco Examiner. Avery had been at the forefront of the Zodiac serial killer case. Many letters from the Zodiac were mailed directly to the Chronicle, some even to Paul Avery himself. However, there have been no communication from this killer in over 4 years. That is until that fateful day in April 1978, when the silence was finally broken. Jennings carefully opened the envelope and pulled out the contents. In his hand was a handwritten note and a blue felt-tip pen. He laid the note on his desk and began to read.
Dear editor, this is the Zodiac speaking. I am back with you. Tell Herb Kane I'm here. I've always been here. That city pig Toshki is good. but I'm smarter and better, and he'll get tired then leave me alone. I'm waiting for a good movie about me. Who will play me? I am now in control of all things. Yours truly, Zodiac, Guess, SFPD, Zero.
The Zodiac had made contact again. Jennings placed a call to San Francisco Police Detective Dave Toski, who was still leading the investigation into this killer. Toski was out of the police office that day and couldn't collect the letter in person. Jennings instead took the letter straight to the Hall of Justice, where it was given to Deputy Chief of Police, Clem DeAmigas. Once Toski arrived back at the office, he was called in and took over custody of the new letter. As he contemplated what this new communication meant, he signed it into the U.S. Postal Service Crime Lab to be examined and forensically tested. The Zodiac, it seemed, was back.
San Francisco police displayed a blackboard with excerpts of the latest Zodiac letter at a news conference last night. Police are convinced it's authentic. Deputy San Francisco Police Chief Clem DeAmigas said it's the 16th letter received from the Zodiac killer and the first since 1974. Letter number 16 has breathed new life into the investigation of at least six murders blamed on the Zodiac. Old files will be reviewed again.
There are no new threats, just the boastful ego of a man who claims to have killed 37 people. Police are sure he's killed at least six and wounded two more. The new letter is the first in more than 4 years. It was posted in San Francisco Monday and reached the Chronicle yesterday. Homicide Inspector Dave Toski, who has headed the Zodiac investigation, is singled out.
Dave Toski, are you of a mind that he was on ice somewhere, then that's the reason?
I don't know if I would say on ice. All we know is that he didn't communicate for 51 months, and suddenly yesterday, one of the daily San Francisco papers received a letter that was confirmed to be by the Zodiac. Have no idea where he was for the last 4 years and 3 months. It's a boasting type letter. He's telling us I am back. He's telling us that I have always been here. He mentions Mr. Kane, one of the city's well-known columnists, for whatever reason that would be, I have no idea. And he takes a little slam at me because I've been one of the policemen that's been working on the case for almost 9 years. All the work that has been put in the case and the time that's put in on the case has not been done in vain. I've contacted the other counties just this morning to apprise them of the details of the letter, and we're going to set up a meeting within the next 3 or 4 days to review our case and the other cases and see if we can't come up with some kind of an answer.
The latest letter from the Zodiac poses more questions than it answers. No clues in the latest letter. But more importantly, who is the Zodiac and where is he?
He could have been out of the country. He could have been in a hospital. He could have been in prison. He could have been overseas in a branch of the service. It's a very difficult question to answer. We just don't know.
Just as investigators began to work with the idea that the Zodiac had reappeared, some news came from the top that they weren't expecting. Chief of Police Charles R. Gain issued an announcement. Multiple document examiners had analyzed the new letter, along with previous Zodiac letters, and now could not agree on whether or not it was the work of the infamous Zodiac. One person who was paying close attention to developments was Associated Press reporter Armistead Mopan. He had been covering the San Francisco area since 1971, and like everyone else, he knew the story of the Zodiac. He had met Detective Toski a few years earlier while carrying out research for a fiction novel he was writing. From 1976 to 77, Mopan had his writing published as a serial in the San Francisco Chronicle. The series was called Tales of the City. The stories were fictional tales of characters who lived at a boarding house in San Francisco. Personal struggles and social change were featured in the books that chronicled their lives and dramas. After being introduced to Detective Toski, Mopan decided to base one of his leading characters within his stories on the memorable detective. The result was Detective Inspector D'Oro, a heroic and dedicated investigator with a strong character. It was a flattering nod to the real-life detective whom Maupin had a great deal of respect for. By April 1978, Maupin had gathered a following for his writing and an eagerness from his readers who wanted to read more of his work. Fan mail was not unusual. Maupin read every letter he received. Over the last 2 years, he had received a handful of letters that focused on his character, Detective D'Oro. They were complimentary and generously admiring of the character and of the real-life detective he was based on. As time went by, Maupin began to think these letters were not quite what they seemed. He suspected the fan letters had been written by Toski himself. He laughed it off and didn't put much thought into them. There was no harm done. That was until he read the latest Zodiac letter. Armistead Maupin couldn't shake the unsettling feeling that gnawed at him. He noticed consistencies between the fan letters he had received and this new Zodiac letter. His apprehension grew into a chilling suspicion. What if the same hand had penned both? Maupin feared that Detective Toski's light-hearted self-written fan letters had now morphed into writing a note, pretending to be the Zodiac Killer. The response from the police department and the media to the letter brought the Zodiac case right back into focus in everyone's minds. A letter arriving from the Zodiac after all this time was a significant move forward in the investigation. It kept the case active and alive. Maybe this was what Detective Toski wanted to do. By July 1978, Maupin had to tell someone his concerns. The parallels between the letters worried him. He spoke with Toski's superiors at the San Francisco Police Department.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.
On July 10th, Detective Dave Toski was suspended from his homicide role and as the lead investigator of the Zodiac investigation. The accusations against him would now be investigated and overseen by his police peers. 5 days later, an article in the New York Times highlighted that Toski had been reassigned to investigating stolen goods and pawn shop activities within the police department. He had confessed to the playful indulgence of sending fake fan letters to Armistead Maupin. He described them as a harmless ego boost. However, he vehemently denied fabricating a letter from the notorious Zodiac Killer. He had spent years relentlessly hunting this killer. He wanted him brought to justice, not to masquerade as him.
For the first time since the Zodiac case began 9 years ago, Inspector Dave Toski is out of it. Toski is under fire for writing phony fan letters about himself to a newspaper feature writer, Armistead Maupin. And Maupin today came up with far more serious charges that there are similarities between the letters Toski admits writing to Maupin and the most recent Zodiac letter of last April.
I received the bogus fan letters in the fall of 1976. I took no official action on them at the time because I regarded them as a harmless, if somewhat reckless, action on the part of a police officer. I chose to turn the matter over to police only when I noticed certain similarities between the tone of the letters and the tone of the last Zodiac letter.
Tosky admits writing the fan letters to Maupin, but vigorously denies having anything to do with the letters purporting to come from the killer known as Zodiac. Tosky was low profile at the Hall of Justice today. He had been officially reprimanded over the fan letters by being transferred from the homicide detail to the pawn shop detail. And an official investigation is underway on any connection he might have with the Zodiac letters. Thus far, the experts can't agree on the authenticity of the last letter from the Zodiac. Right now, Tosky has admitted to nothing more than being guilty of an indiscretion.
Despite extensive forensic testing, there were no fingerprints or DNA found on the new Zodiac letter. Nothing of forensic value could be obtained to help with the hunt for this killer. After an internal investigation, Detective Dave Tosky was cleared of writing the April 1978 Zodiac letter. Opinions remain divided over whether the letter was a hoax or came from the hand of the Zodiac himself. As the years have passed with no further word from him, it is now widely believed this letter was not a real one. It was not the return of a killer, still feared and on the run. Tosky remained working in the stolen goods department and never did return to lead the Zodiac investigation. He retired from law enforcement 7 years later, in 1985, and worked within private security. He never forgot the Zodiac case. Each year on October 11th, Dave Tosky would go on to the intersection of Washington and Cherry Streets. This was the location where cab driver Paul Stein was brutally murdered by the Zodiac in 1969. Tosky stands for a moment and pays his respects to a man he never met, but desperately wanted to honor by finding his killer. He was haunted by the Zodiac case and never gave up questioning if he did all he could to find him. Dave Tosky died at his home at age 85 in 2018 from complications of pneumonia without ever knowing the identity of the elusive killer who took over his life. The Zodiac killer has never been heard from again. Across his reign, this killer stole the lives of countless individuals. He killed 5 people, seriously wounded 2 others. Those who dedicated their lives and careers to catch this man had their lives dominated and overshadowed by a killer with no face. Countless hours were spent away from families and growing children. Locked in offices with paperwork, crime scene photos, and theories churning around inside their minds. They were hunting a man who haunted their dreams, yet whose name and location remained a mystery. The Zodiac killer left an impact far wider than at first glance. He shattered lives from the inside and out. And still, he remains a shadow wrapped in secrets that may never be uncovered.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.